former Prime Minister Paul Keating says it would be scandalous and irresponsible to allow people to access their superannuation for a home deposit. There is speculation the government could allow people to access their superannuation for a home deposit as one of the measures in the May budget, as an attempt to make housing more affordable. But writing for Fairfax Media, Paul Keating, the former Prime Minister of Australia, was scathing, saying only a reckless and willful government would allow people to use some of their superannuation for a housing deposit. But the former Prime Minister failed to mention that the government he once led thought the idea had merit. In 1993, Paul Keating's government supported such a proposal. Treasurer Scott Morrison, referring to events of almost a quarter of a century ago, brought it up during question time.
The policy platform, Superannuation and Homes, author Paul Keating, recognising that income and housing are equally required for a secure and comfortable retirement, Labor will permit part of the deposit on owner-occupied dwellings to be funded from the home buyer's superannuation account, Mr Speaker. So the only party that's actually put that forward, in a formal sense, to an election, is actually the Labor Party. Now, we know they didn't go ahead with that, Mr Speaker, so the lesson from that episode is you can never trust the Labor Party on anything then or now.
The Keating government abandoned the idea after criticisms from unions and superannuation funds. Now, it's back on the table, with Liberal Member of Parliament John Alexander last week saying the government was considering the proposal as it tries to find ways to make housing more affordable. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says the idea is worth considering.
People need a helping hand to get into their homes and accessing their superannuation up to a certain age into the first home, I think would be help many Australians.
While Senator Derryn Hinch of the Justice Party thinks it's a terrible idea.
Accessing super to buy homes is madness. That's going to destroy superannuation. Superannuation is there for your retirement, not to get you started. Superannuation was designed for people to give them protection in their old age, to try and let people get the pension who need the pension most. And if you start giving it to youngsters, you know, it's not your God-given right to own a home. It's a dream.
On average, Australians aged between 25 and 34 have just $15,000 in their superannuation, doubling by the time they're 44, then rising to around $85,000 before they hit 60. David Haynes from the Institute of Superannuation Trustees says allowing people to access their super for a home would empty their accounts and push up the price of housing.
This will empty out people's superannuation accounts while actually giving them very little money to put towards a new house, and it will have the consequence of increasing house prices across the board. So it's a lose-lose situation.